Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. All right, we are back for the bathroom break. This is Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That. And I'm here with the legendary Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials. And I got a question before we get into this crazy topic today. It's the summertime. What is your story at the beach? Like, when you go to the beach, do you just like put down a towel, you sprawl out, and you got like sunscreen all over you? Like, what is the Daniel Murray beach vibe? I'm like, I can only imagine.
It's changed as like every stage in my life. When I grew up in San Diego, so there used to be like this park. We used to just like bring a towel and that's it, and then like just be in the ocean the whole day. Now it's more like I need to be sunscreened down. Mm-hmm. Well, Ari makes me put on like 10 times the sunscreen that any human should put on their body, and be covered up and be in the sun. And also, I hate being hot for too long, so I always have to like be close to somewhere I can go inside for a little bit and then come back out. Wow. So.
What a party.
What about you? Like, I never heard you. I didn't even know you go to the beach.
No, it's a disaster. So we go, but my wife's a dermatologist. Allie's a dermatologist. So we go. We have to find extreme shade. I think I'm more covered when I go to the beach than when I'm home. It's unbelievable. I'm like, I don't understand why we're there. I'm always like, what are we doing here? I'm not being exposed to any vitamin D. Anyway, let's get into the topic here. So I want to talk about a tactic, Daniel, that you did, then I copied, and I think everybody should copy. And this idea of doing a social post, and I want you to take everybody through this, but I want everyone to think of this in a different lens of what Daniel's going to say. It's doing a social post and asking for people to raise their hand to participate in your content. And this could apply to people jumping in as someone you're interviewing for a blog, someone that you're going to have participate in a newsletter with a Q&A, coming on a podcast. I don't care if you're a consumer brand, a business brand, what it is. This tactic that Daniel did and then I copied, it crushed it, and it took 1 second. And I think everybody should think about doing it. So Daniel, can you break down what it is?
Yeah. The one thing is it's about the setup of the post. Like, you have to do one thing that I always do is the headline's the most important. So I put like my audience, like calling all marketers. So anybody who's a marketer who comes by this post is going to see this post. And then I give criteria in the, like, hey, I'm looking for X for X. So like for this example, I would say I'm looking for podcast guests that will be in my podcast. Then I give criteria like, hey, I'm looking for people who are this, people are this, people are this, because you want to kind of have some filter. But the really key part is getting people to tag other people. So adding like in the comments, tag your friend, that would be a great speaker, because some people are scared to do it themselves or raise their hand, but they feel great when they tag a friend. Another thing that also works, I'm going to add another layer to this, is Instagram stories are very good. So if you have a following on Instagram, if you do a story and say calling your audience to do something, reply to those DMs, great strategy to get a bunch of people. It also have great community building and list building for you, because now you'll have tens or hundreds of people in a list that you can go back to all the time for your content. Like, I called for podcasts and speakers, but now I'm using that list for like community events and interviews and podcasts and all these different things that I can use it for my content, because these people are happy to be a part of it because they raised their hand.
Yeah. And if you're out there, think about it. It doesn't matter if you're a DTC brand, if you're a general consumer brand, you're a B2B, you're a boring B2B brand, you could do this for anything. And the reason it's so powerful, you go out there and say, hey, we're looking for new people to do, come on our webinar as a guest. We're looking for new people to come in. We want to interview for our newsletter, to come on our podcast, tag people that you think would be great for this. And it then allows you to meet all these new people that are definitely in your ICP. They're definitely people that you want to be connected with. And so when Daniel did it, Daniel's got a big following. Okay. He got how many people? Like 1,000 or something ridiculous? Yeah,
close to 1,000. But on top of that, I got DMs and like messages from people and emails that said, hey, I would like to introduce you to these people. They'll be great for your podcast. So on top of people, like so many people are willing to help that you don't think. And that's what you forget about social. And then you forget about like people will help you. But sometimes you need to project one to many because going DM to DM is really hard. There's people lurking on your content that you don't know. So it's a great way to also capture those people who are lurking that watch your content, that are speaking up, that you don't know. Like you probably saw some interesting people that you would never have thought of following you that came into your list.
100%. And it's also, I was going to say, it's not even about having a big following. Let's say you only have a few hundred followers on LinkedIn or Instagram, or your brand account doesn't have a big following. Just by doing this, let's say you only get a handful of people that reply and they tag a handful of people. Those are all new people. And there's literally one person could change the direction of your company. If you happen to have a big following, this is a no-brainer. I did it as well. I met so many new people, opened up so many doors. And it's not even about the transactional thing. It's not about like, oh, I got so many new people to come on my podcast. Yeah, that's great. But I got all these conversations started with people that either I haven't thought of in a million years, I never knew, and they're friends of friends. It's a great, simple tactic to try.
And it's not on, you could do this in any distribution channel you have. Like you could do it on email, you could do it on social, you could do it on whatever way you are reaching your audience, you could put out a call. And the key is to ask people also to recommend other people. And that's like the real key of this, because if, first of all, it gets engagement on those emails, it gets engagement on the social posts, it gets engagement on the Instagram story, and it gets fed to more and more people because people are tagging. So that's the key, is to just have a simple ask like, hey, just tag your favorite marketer or your friend to who would be great for this, or comment yourself. But that's the key, is to make sure you add that extra layer.
100%. All right. So before we wrap up, we talked about going to the beach. I'm curious about something. Lazy River. Would Daniel Murray, is he like, oh, there's a lazy river, I want to go in the lazy river? Or do you think it's disgusting and you want nothing to do with the lazy river? We need to know the Daniel Murray lazy river take.
I would say in high school, I would be all for a lazy river. Now, just thinking about all the people who are doing stuff in those things, meaning like peeing and stuff like that, and it seems very disgusting to me. But what are you? Are you a pool lazy river person?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all in. I could literally sit on one of those little tubes and go in a circle in a lazy river for hours. Nothing sounds better to me than that, because you don't have to do anything, except once in a while you bump into a weird family and all of a sudden you're like connected with some kid who's like 5 and you're like, I don't know you. And it's extremely awkward and you try to push away and then you like kick this little kid's tube. And so I don't do it often because I think I scare people now. But I do like it very much.
I do it like on the tube. If I'm not on the tube, then it's, I can't.
Oh, that's
do
not
it.
Real. If you're not on the tube, it didn't happen. It's kind of like on your podcast. You need to have a story. It didn't happen. Yeah. You need to have a tube or it didn't happen.
Yeah. There's some places where the tubes get taken up and you can't find a tube. And it's like,
so true.
Then you're not, I'm not going in if I can't find a tube.
No, no tube, no way. Well, another amazing episode of The Bathroom Break. All right, y'all. Listen, follow Daniel and Marky Millennials. If you have insomnia, you can follow Do This Not That, and we'll see you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.